I will read out more as we're doing our clearing, but yeah, honoring all of us, everything we've been living this week, it's been a lot going on for ourselves and for each other. And it's so cool to hear you all stepping into your mahi. I love it. It's cool just to hear where everyone's at and how they're weaving with that. So do you guys feel ready to start? Beautiful. So if you feel ready, beginning to close down your eyes, if that's right for you. If not, you can leave open. Connecting into your Pōmanawa, the bowl of light in our bellies. And with each breath, really allowing that to cleanse and clear. We ask that our Pōmanawa anchors us to Papatūānuku, to the earth, but also we invite whatever tipuna, marikura, whatukura, and kaitiaki are to support our clearing today as we breathe. We ask that they come down from the heavens and cleanse our tinana, our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and also uplift our DNA, our blood, our whānau, our families. And allowing that breath to come up through the belly, breathing through all the organs, cleansing and clearing. Ko tau te pōna pōnui, ko te pōroa, ko te pō awe awe, ko te pō matatau, ko te pō urongo, ko te pō kalekale, ko te pō himihina, ko te pō uia, ko te pō tukutuku, ko te pō hau te whatipa, ko te pō uriri, ko te pō taia. Our first dawning of enlightenment, a long engagement that sustains us, our garment of protection, our long turn of understanding. We ask to hear every silence, inspired actualities, created within gravity, bringing about awareness. We release useless dynamics, conspicuous standout, anything classified as our worst nightmare. We are able to discern the truth. E noho wāinga pō tangotanga puri mai te mauri, te rongo, nā tikitiki arangi, tōnu noho, te apamare kura te awhi, turihia, ki matiriki, e rehu mai ana, kei te taumata o tīpua. Kā rehi mai te marama whakatau, nō te kupu whakeke o nehe, te ū whārongo mai, e te taio, e mātok te kore whakapiri mai, te ā kā mātua I whangahia, nā tū kai whakahauora, nā tū kai whakamaru, ārotia ātū, ki te kau wairongo, ki te kau wairaro, he ara tākinga, te mata ora whākāri atu e tamo o te ao marama, e te ata mai o te mana wahine, e te ata whai tamatu tamo ora whaka āhātia atu te aroha māhaki, nā te hunga whai muri e pūpuku whai ai, e tiputuku whai ai, o te mātua manawa whenua, o mātua manawa tangata, tīhei mauri ora. She sits within dense darkness, grasping her essence of balance. The highest heaven is her resting place, and she is guided by the feminine element, gazing at the rise of Matariki, our ancestors, greeting new beginnings. From within womb, descended from our original source, our female essence is balancing the world. Joined by Mātua te kore, a vital organ is sustained by rejuvenating breast, by protecting breast, dependent upon our celestial and terrestrial knowledge to guide, to live representation of humanity. Our beauty is beheld in the female. We nurture humanity, presenting our gifts with humble love. Within the following generations we call upon, life determination, growth determination for us as people and for our land. He maori, tūka kīnga hei puru maka tūpaipai, he ringa kīnga manukunu ki whiriki te marangi, kia whātu, kia whairu, he nau raru, e taku raru, no e roa tau e, we ask te hawa rau mare kore whatukura o ngā tīpuna, a whiana mai, a whiana mai, tautuko mai anai, whakawātia, whakawātia, whakawātia o tātou manawa, no tātou nākau. We ask today that we have a shelter for the most inner pieces of our heart that is our own essence, and we ask that every other piece that isn't ours to hold in that heart can begin to shift and move with deep presence. We ask that the strengths that each of us have can be gifted to the others who need those strengths today, and that those who need to be held know and feel safe to be held. We ask that the energy of being in community and being supported and not treating ourselves as islands is uplifted, so we can each connect in relationship in different ways. We ask that our heart receives a deep cleansing, and that we also know our roles in our space. We ask that any time where kehua were placed on us because of our natural role, we ask that those kehua wrapped up, shipped out, moved on, transferred to wisdom. We call on the energy of our kaitiaki o guardian o te reinga, he nino I te pō, to weave with us today for this clearing, to clear anything at all that isn't ours to be cleared, or that we're holding for her as wahine, that were placed onto us in our role as women, as our role as wahine, as mothers, as sisters, as nieces, as granddaughters. We wrap those energies up, we ship them out, we move them on. We ask to balance our own feminine and masculine, and we ask to see ourselves for the queens that we are, being able to receive, being open to receive, being open to receive both new perspectives, but also to be alert and embodied and trust those knowings, even though they can at times be completely different from the energy of tāne in our world. So we call on Hine Nui Te Pō to help us with that. Before we're even feeling into her, we're just calling her into our wānanga today. We ask her to clear anger that we haven't been able to express, sadness and grief that we haven't been able to express. We ask her to clear anything that we're holding on her behalf and that hasn't allowed her to evolve. We ask her to show us how she evolves and how she clears. He paina te nui o te mamai, ka puta ake te awhi, e te koa o te nākau, ka puta ake I te aroha, ka te utu, ia rāpei tēnei, o te aroha me te heringa tangata. Our pain and grief is just as much of a part of life as our joy and love. It is perhaps the price we pay for true, deep love and commitment of self in our community. And upon calling Hine Nui Te Pō into our space, we breathe up, if it feels safe for you to do so, into our mind. We ask that the haimata in the mind begin to cleanse and clear anything that needs to reformat or shift there. And especially we call on the wairua of Aio, Kaurangi, Te Mutunga Kore, our everlasting love, creation and vibration. We ask that amidst our reasoning and our way of thinking, that our mind connects to our heart, and our mind connects through our heart to our yoni. We call upon patience, groundedness, awareness, and openness to learn, helping, acknowledging, natural kōrero, sharing our wisdom when it's time to, and deep breath, hākina, hāpoto. We ask to remove inhibitions, moving and stepping up to the plate where it's time to do so, resting where it's time to do so. We ask to step beyond
the pulses of fear that aren't ours to carry. We ask to be able to move naturally.
E mātua te kore whakapiri mai, te aka mātua I whangihia, nā tūkai whakahauora, nā tūkai whakamaru, arohatia atu te kauwhairunga ki te kauwairaro, he ara te kinga, te mātaora, whakaari atu, e tama o te aumarama, e te atamai o te mana wahine. And breathing and feeling into Aioa Tapia, he awatia mutunga kore, our spatial essence, expanding our perspective about our barriers and perspectives, our physical essence. We call on the elements to infuse our environment and allow us to weave with our energy on a deeper way through wind, air, fire, heat, heart, breath, water, ocean, rivers, sky, earth, dust, sand, floor. We call on this energy of Ayo to weave with us for everything, every clearing, every healing, every learning. He ahotanga mutunga kore. We call on the energy of Aioa Pauranga to help protect us and make decisions, being discerning, understanding how we're using our energy and where it's to journey. As we breathe into this essence, we just ask that any energies, any people or places that are holding us down that we haven't agreed to, we ask to cleanse and clear that from our body. We ask to be alert and embodied with all our senses to see the paths to take. We ask that any armor around our mind or any armor around our heart or any armor around our integration can shift, including pauraku or stories that don't allow us to connect into our unique oriori, our unique lullaby. We call on the courage to carry on, the courage to take your unique steps with honesty, integrity, and strength, without our ego leading the way. And before we begin tapping into the heavens fully, we call on our inner childs today for any healing they need, especially around the age 7, where our total moment of connection to being in the present, to being able to conceptualize more in our maturanga, our whakaaro, our thinking, our way of being. We ask that that little 7-year-old of us sits with us, being held by us, giving her what we needed at that time, but maybe didn't receive as we weave. Te kitinga mutunga kore matakite ayo nairoa. We call on our energy of matakite, our ability to see our own visions, our own steps forward, our own prophecy. As we move through this, we ask for perseverance, not about having stamina, but about trusting and a deeper understanding of our subtle consciousness within ourselves. We ask to clear limitations, knowing that divine thought is not the same as human thought. So each time we face our worst fears and best convictions and stories of why we are what we are or how we are what we are, we ask to cleanse and move these for our expansion and expression that we're calling in and agreeing to. I ask too that our DNA, our blood, our bones, our whakapapa can be open to
our strength and our regalness and our legacy of the stars while we're sitting in this deep cleansing healing this week and deep cleansing heaven this week. We ask that our body vessels are prepared for receiving more light into ourselves and into our spaces. So we also ask that we're taught a new understanding about boundaries that doesn't require us to always use our human modi energy force, but is in our field, so that others just know how to treat us. So we ask to clear upper ki waho, our energy fields around the body, especially Te Matanui, where other people's thoughts or perceptions were placed, and sometimes we mistake them as our own, so that we can release any energies, any kehua kohatu, any maturanga that's not ours, and expand all of our senses. Inoho wainga po tangutanga puria mai te mauri, te rongo, na tikitiki arangi, tōna noho, tapa marekura te afi, torohia ki matariki e rehu mai ana, kei te taumata, e tīpua taranaki, kai rahi mai te marawa whakatau. Nā te kopu whakeke o nehe, te uwhārongo mai, rongohia mai e te taio. We call forth and out of us any places within the dense dark that are wanting to be balanced, calling on the energies of the highest heavens and the feminine elements, the rise of Matariki, our ancestors, our new beginnings, our original essence, balancing the world. Just taking a moment to breathe to clear before we call in any tohu or visions for the heavens today. Just letting and asking those who are in alignment with our path to cleanse and clear for us. And asking that if there's any marekura, whatsukura that need to open, any doorways or places in the mind uniquely for you, that they can do so now, or tipuna, so that you're safe. And we feel into ngārangi o te pō, the terrestrial heaven, te reinga, te reinga. And te reinga is the space where those who pass from their human form pass over. Te reinga, feeling what energy comes from this heaven. And as we stand in this doorway, we ask that our hearts feel sheltered and safe, and that Hininoi te pō, the kaitiaki or guardian from this heaven, comes to support us, to understand. We feel into Hininoi te pō, Hininoi te pō, the goddess of the night, goddess of the dark, she who helps people pass over. And we ask her to return any pieces of us from any time our loved ones have passed where we stayed with her longing for them. If it's time for those pieces to be returned to you, we call them back. We ask her to continue to weave with us as we hold space as kaimahi, kairomiromi, kaimirimiri, for others who also need to call back pieces of them from this heaven so that they can truly live and truly experience bliss and peace. We also ask her to feel through the heavens to see if there's any pieces of us in other heavens or other lifetimes that are to be returned where we were energetically there. And we ask if they're open to it, that the same is blessed onto our community, our whānau, our loved ones. We ask if any of our loved ones or people we're somehow connected to need to pass over now before we continue learning, that they're ready to. If they may not have known exactly where they are or they didn't see how to or where to pass over, that they do. We call forth their transportation, their tipuna, to help them move. Nā e I oe, e pairau tukuro ki te whenua, he waimata poriki ki ngā awa, ngā kia ko te puhurangi, he mātua ki te pariau, mau ki te hurangi, hei tūhi kore e henirangi e. Ta tāpia ko te whai motu, hōrunuku ko te tuarere, mā konei, au ki te au, noa rautaku, ka whiro ki te awenoa, kua tau te matorangi, he kore, mata a e koi, kore a I e o I o e. Mihi nui kia koutou o marikura rātou, ko whatukuro o te toi mai o rangi. So we call on the highest marikura and whatukura, ko pohuai, kōrua ko te rangi, te hihi mātua, ko kaiwaka, kōrua te ko tami waho, ko piripi, kōrua ko te u te uroa, ko mārere o taonga, kōrua ko te tau hau power, ko tama rere te kōrua ko oho mairangi, ko mā ke hua, kōrua te atata o te rangi, ko putini kōrua, kōrua, ko taka wairangi, ko tākiroa kōrua, ko tau o rangi, ko te wirawira kōrua te puhu o rangi, ko rā roa wāhia, kōrua ko aitupaua, ko whakatū kōrua ko rehua, ko te atu tūtahi, kōrua ko ruatau. We ask that they help us clear now, alongside hini nui te pō, and that anywhere she needs to connect to them and their wisdom through us, that that is gifted to her. Anywhere she needs to complete her cycle, or we need to complete our cycle, out of death, out of stagnancy, out of anger, out of grief, out of sadness, out of sitting in a dense dark, that it is now time to transition. And we call on the quantum energies now as we feel into the whare wānanga of this heaven, whārau rangi, whārau rangi. Whārau rangi. And Toho Arero is the clearer of many paths. So Fado, having or unhooking and a temporary shelter. So many and a temporary shelter. So Fado on its own can mean a temporary shelter. When I was feeling into this, for me, it was at this time a shelter for our heart, especially as we move further into clearing, because we're in a time anyway, and the celestial energies and the planets and the astrology, where things are moving and shifting, and we are calling in that. But we also need our place for shelter, so wharaurangi, and also a place where we can sit and be with our loved ones before they pass, if that's the time we're in our transitions. Wharaurangi, so a temporary shelter. And row, a hundred or many, rangi, the sky, wharaurangi. And as we breathe into that celestial energy, we call on the feminine celestial being for Ngāra Te Rangi o Te Ao, the celestial heaven, to come and teach us today. Our mare kura, apa wahi kura, apa wahi kura. Apa wahi kura. And wahi, apa, as we've said, is like a layer or a level. Kura is a school. And wahi can mean to break. So the school of breaking, but not in a bad way, in a healing way. So again, we just ask to clear from any energies that don't want to be held in this heaven. We ask to clear from the perception that we don't have enough energy to be all that we are. And also from the things we want to do, if we're stopped in any ways, big or small, because in the past we didn't have energy, we just ask that our mare kura, apa wahi kura, helps us now. I'll say her name again, just feeling into her, who she is, how she may weave with you. Apa wahi kura. And we call on our masculine counter being, celestial being, to start help balancing our body and our heart and our whatumanoa as well, our third eye, or our connected to our heart. Our apa wahi rangi, apa wahi rangi. So our heavenly clearer. Can be in other things too, but that's the words that's coming through now. Seeing how this masculine energy connects to us now, to you uniquely, apa wahi rangi. And feeling into the name of that heaven, Te Rangi o Te Ao, rangi marie kura, rangi marie kura. A peaceful school. And the whare wānanga for, or the higher school of learning, or the marae for this heaven, is ho ora, ho ora. So ho is our wealth, our vital energy, our breath, and ora is wellness. So ho ora is our learning. So two really different energetics from Rangi o Te Pō, me Te Rangi o Te Ao, that are held in the same fourth layer for us. We ask that anywhere where our mind doesn't allow that duality, the merging of those dualities to happen, we ask that we both receive a deep heart healings coming through again, but also sacred womb healing, mind healing, whatumanoa healing, Pōmanawa healing. Feet healing. We ask that our senses are uplifted, our armor's removed, our wisdom's uplifted, our grief is honored in the way it needs to be grieved. And we honor the grief of our 7-year-olds as well, being separated from source on another layer at that age. But also the grief that may come from separating more from whānau, maybe by going to school, having more responsibility, having more siblings perhaps, whatever separation is held in our hearts from that 7 years old. He has to clear that and integrate that, hold that within us. We ask anywhere where from 7 we haven't allowed community or love or friendship, deep trusting friendship or support of other kaimahi, other practitioners into our lives. We ask that our little 7-year-old receives whatever they need, or our inner child receives whatever they need to allow us to receive the support of our community. I te atu pai tamatu, tamora, whaka, ora ha te atu, te aroha maheke, nā te hunga, whai muri, e pūpiki, whata orai, e tipitupu whata orai, o te matua manawa whenua, o te matua manawa tangata. We nurture humanity, presenting our gifts with humble love for our following generations, life determination, growth determination for our land and our people. And breathing into the really deep crevices of your heart, your belly, and your third eye. We ask that any kehua koha tu at all in any of those spaces that we can clear to receive our expectations, receive our dreams, that those are cleansed and cleared, wrapping them up, shipping them out, moving them on, transferring them to wisdom. We ask Tauraro o ngā marikura, apa wahikura, apa wahirangi, e me hini nui te pō, to help and clear the back of our neck, anywhere where our pōtoko manua, our central pillar, isn't fully allowing our energetic centres to be connected and to allow our minds to receive their wisdom. And as that clears, feeling into each name as I say it, if anything else is to be seen or received by you from any of these energies, for our fourth heaven, Te Rangi o Te Ame, Te Rangi o Te Pōwha, Ngā Rangi o Te, Te Rangi o Te Ao, Te Reinga, our heaven is Te Reinga. Oh, Ngā Rangi o Te Pō, sorry. And our kaitiaki, our guardian, our terrestrial being, is hini nui te pō. Hini nui te pō. Hini nui te pō. And our whare wānanga, our higher school of learning on Te Reinga, is whārau rangi. Whārau rangi. Whārau rangi. And feeling that energy of unity, consciousness, rising together. Our Te Rangi o Te Ao, our celestial heaven, Rangi Maraikura, Rangi Mariekura. Rangi Mariekura. And our Marekura, feminine being, Apa Wahirangi, Apa Wahirangi. Well, that's our Whatukura. And our Marekura, feminine celestial being, is Apa Wahikura. Apa Wahikura. He wanted to go first. And our Whare Wānanga, our higher school of learning, is Hauora. Hauora. Just breathing into all of those energies as we acknowledge the creation of Te Ao Tangata. Ko tau, ko te pō nui, ko te pō roa, ko te pō awe awe, ko te pō matatau, ko te pō urungo, ko te pō kawe kawe, ko te pō hinehina, ko te pō uia, ko te pō tukutuku, ko te pō tifatipa, ko te pō uriuri, ko te pō taia. At the first night, we dawned an understanding and enlightenment. The second night, we engaged for sustenance. The third night, we created a garment of protection. The fourth night, we sat in a long turn of understanding. The fifth night, we heard every silence. The sixth night, we searched for inspired actualities. The seventh night, we created elements within gravity. The eighth night, we brought about awareness. The ninth night, we released useless dynamics. The tenth night, there was a conspicuous standout. The 11th night, that we faced, which was classified as our worst nightmare. And our 12th night, we were able to discern. Koa iyo tukai ngō te ao, nana te ao inga mea katoa, ko rangi nui kei runga, ko papatonuku kei raro, ko ira tangata kei wainganui, hō mai te ao te amarama, hō mai te ao te amarama. Breathing into anywhere you need to in your body. We ask that any kia hoa kōhatu that need to move, as we begin to move out of the space and share our kōrero mirimiri, that those are cleansed and cleared before the end of our call. We also ask that any kia hoa kōhatu that sit in our field as kaimahi, as kairomiromi, as kaimirimiri, any competition that's unjust or unnecessary that we can clear and not see and not be a part of, that that's cleansed and cleared. We ask anywhere at all that there's comparison between practitioners, or anywhere where our essence, our path, our uniqueness that we are bringing through in our own way, in our own knowing, in our own trust, that that's cleansed and cleared. We ask especially, I'm going to especially declare any kehua around romiromi that needs to be cleared, cleansing and clearing, wrapping that up, shipping that up. Whakawatia, 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 whakaoriti. O te tātāne me te taha wahine, we ask that the wahine, feminine and masculine aspects of that practice can be ignited. And we ask to cleanse and clear any kehua kohatu that sit around the sharing and practice of mirimiri. Whakawatia, 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 whakaurite, te taha wahine me te taha tāne, that our feminine and masculine can be united in us. I ask that your feet are cleansed, your knees are cleansed, your legs are cleansed, your yoni's cleansed, your hips cleansed, your belly's cleansed, your heart's cleansed, your rib cage is cleansed, every little single rib, every vertebra is cleansed. Our shoulders are lifted from the burdens of the inheritance of those kihua. Those are cleansed, that our mind is fully cleansed. Every piece of the whakapapa of our maturanga is cleansed. Wanganui papatonuku rā ko te toi mai o rangi, between papatonuku, Mother Earth, and the highest points in the heaven, we ask to cleanse any kehua kohatu that we can as we sit here in sacred convergence today. Just breathing, I'm going to mihi a highest kaitiaki. And Mihi nui kia koutou o marikoro, rātou kua pātukoro o te toi mai o rangi, ko puhu wai kōroa ko rangi te hi hi mātua, ko kai waka kōroa ko tami waho, ko pīpiri kōroa ko te uroa, ko marere o te taonga, kōroa ko tū haupawa, ko tami rere te kōroa, ko oho mairangi, ko maka hoa, kōroa ko atata o te rangi, ko putini koroa ko taka wairangi, ko tākiro koroa ko tauarangi, ko te wirawira koroa ko puhuarangi, ko raua wāhia koroa ko aitopawa, ko whakātu koroa ko rehua, ko ta ata tuhi koroa ko rotu. We ask that anywhere where you are to walk with us in this coming week, that you do. But you are free to go now. Thank you so much. As we breathe deeply into our energy. And breathe out. And breathing in again. And releasing. And again. One third time. And out. And whenever you're ready, slowly opening your eyes.